Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
If you heard a little bit of a hum there, that was not my fabulous voice humming over Jason Derulo. I have Erica Cody in studio with me. And I mean, you're having a ball of a summer.
Listen, I'm living my best life.
You're absolutely
trying my best.
You're everywhere, Erica. You're on the telly, you're on the festival scene, and yeah. Now you're getting ready to take over the charts with your new single, Love
oh,
Like
sure
This.
Look, hopefully, I know it's mad. It's been a crazy year.
It has been a crazy year. What's the highlight for you?
All of it, to be honest, because I love to go into each year just kind of throwing myself into the deep end and not having too many expectations of anything, because I feel like when I do that, I'm kind of setting myself up for failure.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just took this year with a pinch of salt, if I'm being totally honest. And I was like, well, I'm doing Dance with the Stars, and then
I'll just see what happens.
I'll immerse myself in that. It was one of those things that I didn't want to take any single moment for granted, because it can just, you know yourself, it can be over in a click. So I was like, I just want to give this 110%, which I did. And then, yeah, then the main stage and stuff came up after that. And then it was one thing after the next. Then it was
I suppose with the weather the way it is at the moment, Everybody's thinking about festivals. So let's talk about getting back on the festival stage.
Yeah.
You played Independence.
Yes.
What was it like?
Insane. I think because obviously I took a hiatus away from music just for those like short couple of months, just so I could really, you know, be
focus.
In it and focus.
Yeah.
I just love to give everything 110%. So when it came to music, I was like, it was really hard to just kind of park it for a minute because it's just what I do. But when I came back to it and I was writing after everything at the start of the year, to come back to a packed out tent and like people waiting for you to come on and perform, there's like any independent artist especially will understand, like when you don't have a big machine behind you and like people just pushing you left, right and centre and putting your music everywhere. Like I've been doing this on my own for like nearly 10 years, so if the payoff is really worth it.
I'm interested to know, when you got back on stage, did you feel like your level of performance had upped a notch because of Dancing with the Stars?
I think so. Like, you know yourself, it's when you're so used to doing something, like I'm just so used to doing music and that's my thing. So when it came to dancing, I was like, okay, I'm really a fish out of water here. Like, it's not what I love to dance, but I'm not a dancer. So when it came to actually trying to incorporate that into my live show and stuff as well, it just gives you this new sense of, oh, I think I actually know what I'm doing.
Confidence.
Instead, a new sense of confidence, yes.
But
I love
were you confident when, because obviously I follow you on Instagram and I saw all the stuff that you were posting while you were doing Independence and you ripped your bloody pants.
I had so much fun, I ripped my pants.
I mean, that's the definition of fun. Did that happen on stage?
Yeah, I think it was literally only three songs in as well. Okay. They just went, I was like, it's a bit cold. Like, listen, I was in mesh anyway, so it was a bit chilly anyway. But then I just remember looking down and I was like, oh, that's grand. So at least the band are behind me, so they get a full show.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they had a great time, I'm sure. But, you know,
give
the people what they want.
The show must go on. And did you give the single a test drive?
I did.
How did that go down?
It went down insane. I know. And it was the week before the release. And I was like, you know what? These are just so good. I'm going to have to give you a preview of the single.
And what does that feel like for you when you get that feedback?
Mad. Like, as I was saying, it's just when you come out, like the last thing I expected to come out to was a packed tent. And I think, you know, when you're so used to grafting for so many years and doing all these tiny little gigs in rooms of like 20 people, and to come out to a packed tent of like a couple of thousand people is like, OK, I must be doing something right.
And so then you go from that to the main stage.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Mad. Like, again, it's just like,
because that's a whole new experience for you.
A whole new experience. And to be honest, I never saw myself like going down that road. And I just feel like if these opportunities come my way, they're coming my way for a reason. And it's not every day, you know, RT come knocking on the door saying, oh, look, we have a TV show that we'd love you and Danny to present.
I know, but you know? Erica, there couldn't have been a better fit, because you've just said yourself, an independent artist, you know, you've done the grind for so long.
Yeah.
To then be able to put yourself in a position where you're the person giving the people on the grind the leg up and the chance.
Full circle. Seriously, full circle moment. And I think, like, a lot of people have been saying to me, oh, like, how did you find the whole experience, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, well, to be honest, I felt like I was still in my world because it was surrounded by music, and it wasn't necessarily about me and Danny. It was about just highlighting all the amazing talent that we have in Ireland, you know, that has been around for years and stuff that's coming up that's brand new. So to be able to be a part of, you know, putting that on a platform. It's really, I'm honoured, to be honest.
What were some of the highlights for you, artist-wise, yeah, who's coming up? Who would you tell people to be watching out for?
Oh my God, there's so many. Like, where do I even start? I would say start with the main stage because we do have a lot of, you know, upcoming amazing talent on that. But there's so many. Like, you have the likes of Abbey Coola Bailey, of a guy called Femi. Oh my God, the list just goes on. Bobby Arlo. There's honestly too much. I'd be sitting here for literally hours trying to tell you.
Do you feel Irish artists aren't getting the recognition they deserve on an international platform?
I think that's kind of always been the case, you know, because I feel like our industry here is so small, and sometimes when you reach that ceiling, sometimes you just get comfortable and you don't really want to break beyond it. Like, we've had a couple, like, obviously we're known for our rock and indie bands, you know, we're really famous for that. And I think now there's been a shift. You have the likes of Spotify and Apple Music really honing in on the talent that's everywhere, but especially here in Ireland, from like all their curated playlists. It's taken off. I've never really seen anything like it for as long as I've been in the industry.
Yeah, but
anyway,
it's about time, isn't
it? It's about time, yeah.
I mean, we're so much more than rock and indie. Yeah. And to be able to put a light on it and hopefully give those artists the leg up that they deserve.
100%. And fund it as well, you know. We had like the Arts Council funding a lot of stuff over COVID and stuff as well, which was brilliant. So things like that really do help, especially independent artists, because that's the way that music is going these days.
I know that you were speaking recently about Serena Williams. Williams.
Oh, Serena.
Do you love Serena?
I love Serena.
Yeah, because we were speaking about her quite a bit recently, particularly in the entertainment news, yeah, on 2FM, because she's been speaking about the fact that she's only 41.
I know.
And she's retiring, mm-hmm, from tennis, which is
insane.
Like, it's, and I do know that when you're a professional in any kind of a physical, mm-hmm, sport like that, that you don't have the same lifespan,
exactly,
as most jobs do. Yeah. But the reason she gave behind it was because she wanted to focus on having a family, and she was saying she didn't think that it would be the same if she was a man.
Oh, it wouldn't. There's always you're always going to have a double standard when it comes to anything in life, never mind being in the entertainment industry or sport. I feel like that's where women always have to graft twice as hard.
So what is it about her that inspires you?
Well, for me, like, I grew up in a really sporty household. My dad was a professional basketball player. My mom was an All-Ireland squash player. My nana and granda loved playing tennis. So, like, I grew up around sport all my life. And I'll never forget my granda. It's actually so funny you asked me that, because my granda gave me a book for my birthday 1 year. And I just started playing tennis. I was getting lessons and stuff. And he handed me a book of Venus and Serena. And I remember just looking at it and I was like, oh my God, these are two other black girls that are playing tennis. Because at the time, I was literally the only black kid that was in my tennis club. So to see something like that for me, and I've gone on about it so much, you know, that representation is everything. And if you see it, you do believe that you can be it or you can achieve it. And for me, even at that age, just seeing the two of them playing tennis and being so successful in it and so amazing at it, when you're that young, you're so impressionable. And it really lit a fire under me to be like, oh, I can actually, I'm allowed to do this.
Did you feel a little bit like pushed to do tennis and things because it was in the family?
Not even. It was just what I knew. My family were just so sporty. I think I had so much energy as a kid anyway. I had to do something, do you know what I mean? I was kind of one of those kids that did a little bit of everything.
So then where did the music come into it?
I've no idea.
Really?
I have no idea. I just always loved to sing, dance, perform. When I was a kid, I'd be putting on shows for my family and things like that. I don't know where it came from. Apparently, my great-granddad used to play the fiddle and was a great singer. So maybe that's where I got it from.
So what were your family like when you told them, listen, this is what I want to do, I want to sing?
Yeah, well, luckily, my mom and dad are two very passionate people and always followed their passions. So for me, I was encouraged to do it. It wasn't necessarily like, oh God, we'll just become a doctor. It wasn't really like that. It was kind of more so, okay, you're really good at basketball and you're really good at singing. Like, what do you want to do? So I had
what
the opportunity to go to the States and play college basketball. And then I was like, no, it's not for me. I want to stay here. I want to sing. I want to be a performer. And then that was it. Went to BIM for 4 years, which is a music college here. Studied vocals, and the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you're blessed to have a family that were that, you know, encouraging, because I think there's a lot of people who probably, if they rocked up to their parents and they said, I think I want to sing,
they'd be like, no.
Yeah.
You're insane.
But isn't it important to allow people to explore those avenues?
It actually comes back to, you know, nurturing and nurturing, you know, what we have, especially here, talent-wise. It's just super important. But also in families, if you see something in your kid, you know, nurture it, and watch it grow, and you never know what it could turn into, you know. I was just if you told myself 10 years ago that I'd be doing what I'm doing now, I'd literally sit there and laugh in your face, and I wouldn't be like, in a million years that wouldn't happen.
Yeah,
you know?
You see, and you just don't know what direction your life is going to take.
Just don't know.
Then.
And everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely. You know? So you said in the papers too recently that you're a bit of an overthinker.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'm the definition of an overthinker. So
everything.
I'm your soul sister on this one.
10 years ahead.
Was there ever a point where you thought, I don't want to do Dancing with Stars? Did you overthink it at any point?
Absolutely. Like,
oh, did you?
Oh, 100%. I think my agent actually wanted to kill me because I'd come out, I went through like a really dark patch at one point the year before, and it ended up like really, it was really triggering for me in a lot of different scenarios to the point that I was like, I just want to make music and hide. And
why?
Then, yeah, it was really tough. And I think when it came to the likes of Dancing with the Stars coming around, I was like, I'm just opening myself up to a whole new audience that are going to have a million different opinions. And I wasn't sure if I'd be ready for it. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, I've let so many people for so long dictate my own happiness. So why would I ever let anybody or some random thought that hasn't even happened yet get in my way of doing something that I've always wanted to do, which is dance? So when I actually broke it down and I sat with myself, I was like, oh no, why? I would never say no to this, ever.
So, you said you went through a little bit of a dark period.
Yeah.
Did you deal with that yourself or did you get advice from somebody?
Oh yeah, like lots of therapy. Lots of therapy.
Erica?
Still, yeah, absolutely. And I think it's so normal to talk about, you know, depression and anxiety are things that we all go through at so many different stages of our lives. And I feel like I was that kind of girl that I was like, oh, I come from strong stock. My mom and dad are so strong. Like, so is my family. Like, it's never going to affect me. And it can get you at any given point. So I think it is a conversation that should definitely be normalised, because I think when people see you on the TV and see you doing bits, they just assume
because
your life's great.
I think people would look at you as somebody who's on stage at festivals, who's, you know, a rock and bod, wearing deadly clothes, doing so well on a show like Dancing with Stars. They'd look at you and think, I wish I was as confident as Erica and as, you know, able to take on life the way she is.
Like the complete opposite. I overthink everything I do. Just because, especially when you get so in it, like I really suffer with imposter syndrome that I'm like, oh my God, how did I get here? Like, I don't deserve this. Like, it's insane. And then I look back and I actually have to like check myself a lot of the time and say, Erica, you've been doing this since you're literally a child. Just, you deserve to be where you're at. Your timing is right. And, you know, if you do good things happen to you as well.
Or I often try to tell myself if I think, oh, Jesus, somebody's going to find out that I'm a spoofer. You know, I'm only spoofing. How did I get to this point? Then I have to tell myself, yeah, but everybody thinks they're a spoofer, Lottie.
Absolutely.
You have to, you know, some, like you're saying, you have to stop and check your brain sometimes.
You have to. Otherwise, it just seeps in and it takes over and then you'll miss out on opportunities. And that was, Dancing with the Stars was one of those things I was like, I can't miss this because it comes around once in a lifetime and there's only one time that you get to do it.
Absolutely.
And it was the best time of my life. I'm always like saying it, even any excuse I get in the press, I'm like, well, did you an All-Star series?
Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, Dennis was your partner.
Yes.
How is Dennis getting on? Because we all know that it was a rough season for Dennis.
It was a rough season for him, obviously, you know, given the circumstances. But he's doing great now. He's on he's working away, he's on a cruise ship, dancing his little heart out, and hopefully he'll be back soon.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, Erica, it's just such a pleasure talking to you. I love how much of an open book you are.
Thank you.
Because I think it's really helpful to other young girls and, you know, just showing that it's okay to not feel great all the time.
100%. Like, I don't wake up every morning feeling amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not realistic.
And, you know, do what makes you feel like you.
Mm, absolutely.
Now, we can't have you here, Erica, and not have you introduce your new single. So give it absolute welly now.
Welly, this is my moment. So
guys, go for it.
It's Erica Cody and you're listening to my new single, Love Like This, here on 2FM.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9.
On 2FM.